Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Abraham Karim, who is the author of Biogeometry Signatures, Harmonizing the Body's Subtle Energy Exchange with the Environment. Dr. Karim was to be on the show a little over a year ago when I got ill and lost my voice, and I'm glad he's come back. He has a new book and has advanced his work a great deal. We live in a world of increasing electromagnetic smog, which is not recognized by mainstream medicine or the government as a threat, and yet many, many people are ill from this. We've had people on the show, doctors as well as patients, who have written books on electromagnetic sensitivity. This is something that I see in my patients after they have the multiple chemical sensitivity developed from the chemical exposure from breast implants. Some go on to develop electromagnetic sensitivity with high free radicals in their blood. We're facing a time when 5G may be on the horizon and more people will become ill. And Dr. Karim has a worldwide movement to help identify, prevent, and reverse these dangers, which can affect whole cities, as he will tell us. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Karim. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure being with you. And you hit really a very important topic, because the way I feel it, it's that the age of information carries with it a time bomb that could end civilization, could end life on Earth, if we don't really pay attention to it.
And, well, that may be the that actually may be the agenda for some of this, as you know. The cancer, I have a cancer clinic here, and the last year, when we do applied kinesiology and test for the main causes of the cancer, smart meter and electromagnetic, especially in recurrent cancer, is the prime cause of the cancer. So I think that a lot of this is being done with full knowledge of what these frequencies can do to the human body.
Well, I don't know if they're doing it intentionally or not, because what I saw in Switzerland with the government when I did regions there, we did large regions who are going to blow up all the mobile phone antennas and and the high tension cables. And The government somehow, when they found that the biogeometry is a solution, the moment they had the solution in their hands, they started acknowledging that electrosensitivity is an actual disease. You know, they acknowledged it on TV in front of everybody. The director of Swisscom, the mobile provider there, the government company, said on TV, "We acknowledge this new epidemic of electrosensitivity." But they only acknowledged it after we did the first project and they found that they have a solution. So maybe because they don't have a solution, that's why they keep defending themselves. But when we give them a solution,
I believe the regular government has anything to do with this. I think it's more the scientists that are dealing with scalar energy and other more black book projects that plan these things hundreds of years in advance. I'm not saying that the regular government has anything to do with this. I do agree with you that they really don't appreciate the medical aspects of the disease. They don't understand how, like just with multiple chemical sensitivity, they can't grasp their head around the disease at all in terms of that it's causing a really significant problem in the functioning of the population. Would you like to describe, since you've been involved in this in so long, would you like to describe some of the, you know, the cases, the Switzerland case and some of the other symptoms and things that occurred when you got involved, happening to the population?
Maybe I'll start just before I go into this, our work in Switzerland. I'll tell you what I was doing at the moment just before you called me. Tomorrow morning at university, I have an exam of a student who's doing his PhD on biogeometry and electrosmog, you know. So it's a part of that has to do with testing whether electromagnetic radiation is harmful or not. And then the second part is actually showing that special designs of buildings, architectural design and all that, can actually reverse all that and have a healing effect. So at the moment, I have the 300-page work in front of me that I'm going to examine the student tomorrow and give him his doctor's degree, because he did a very good work. But to simplify it, they did testing on mice in this special case. And he had, let's say, a box, a big box like that, where he has mice in it, and then he has router in the room. And then he has another box with special shapes with another router in it. And then what they do is they do cognitive tests and then brain tissue analysis under the microscope. And you see it's completely conclusive. The electromagnetic radiation completely destroys lots of the cells in the hippocampus in the brain. And this is evident in all the pictures I have in front of me. And then when we put biogeometry solutions, the router doesn't affect them at all. So this student is developing special shapes to use in architecture in order that architecture somehow can protect us from electromagnetic radiation. Now, I want to go before I tell you about the project in Switzerland. We were in a think tank in the United States a few months ago, and one of the discussion was that modern medicine has managed to increase the age of humanity about 20 years in the last 100 years, you see. So one of the people asked, at what cost, you see, those 20 years come at what cost and at what quality we are getting. So the answer was, the problem is not the normal diseases that we are used to, but we are plagued in our modern times with chronic diseases. And chronic diseases are on the rise, all types of chronic diseases of which we have no cure, but we can only manage. So my reaction to the whole two-day think tank, that I have not heard the word environment for the past 2 days. You know, I asked the people, not one person mentioned environment, because if you speak chronic diseases of which we do not know the cause, then the cause must be outside your domain. And the environment, it's out there in the environment. You have electromagnetic radiation and you have chemical pollution. So this is where you will find the cause of your trouble. You either do not know about it or you do not want to know about it. You see, that's the difference, because the industry finances the medical institutions and the universities. So the whole thing is how to deal with those environmentally caused diseases. In Switzerland, now let's go to the project in Switzerland. I think it was 2003 that the government contacted me and asked me to go and solve the problem in one of the regions called Hemberg. It's in the state of St. Gallen in Switzerland. The people were revolting there, and they wanted to dynamite the towers. They wanted to dynamite the mobile towers and the high-tension cables and all electrical things that in their area, and wanted to go completely off the grid. So the government, of course, didn't accept that, and they asked me to solve the problem. And now the main question I ask them, you know, jokingly like this, you want me to reduce the effect without you reducing or taking away the cause? This is what you want. And they said yes. I said, is that logic? Is that logic that you keep the source of harm and ask me to remove the effect? They said, well, we can't remove an area out of the grid, and we know that you can do that with biogeometry. So I said, okay. So we went there to that area, and people were complaining from so many things. You know, the Swiss, for example, their economy has a lot to do with cows, milk, cheese, chocolates, and all such stuff, you know. So all the farmers, they get the loan from the bank. They have a contract with Nestle or something like that, one of the major companies. And then they get this loan, and they give the milk every now and then to the companies. And the thing, it's a cycle, economic cycle that works very well. Now, if the cows all of a sudden start giving stillbirths or not enough milk, you have an economical problem. And so the whole economy of the area started crumbling. Now, besides that, nature started also being disrupted. You had all the migrating birds that used to go in the area. They left. They leave the areas where you have electromagnetic radiation. The wild animals left there completely. And then the people themselves started having so many symptoms. You know, the symptoms are things that we are familiar with because we all live in environments that are saturated electromagnetically. But so people are saying they have high blood pressure, they have lots of headaches or sounds in the ears, or they can't sleep well. But things,
body aches,
you know, body aches, your back aches. I can tell you it's a huge list that goes into things that you wouldn't think of. For example, skin problems or even
rashes
hand dandruff,
and itching.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah, the itching is interesting, isn't it? It's kind of a histamine reaction.
Yes, it is. But the symptoms were lots of symptoms. But there was also, when they did the questionnaire, there were also psychological symptoms that they took lightly in the beginning, but they had to, I mean, they had to acknowledge them. For example, most of the people were saying, I have no taste for life. You know, I'm not enjoying life.
Yeah.
I have no problems at all, but life, I don't know, I don't enjoy life. Or they were in constant aggression with their neighbors, with everybody. Whenever, you know, a neighbor's dog comes in the garden, they start fighting. And also there was a lot of aggression in the between the residents. And then the children were not doing well at school, were not concentrating and things like that. So there was a lot of dissatisfaction. And there, many were saying, you see, the partners, spouses don't get along together. This was a common thing, you know. So everybody, even at home, they were fighting together. And things like epilepsy or things like that with the children started increasing at a tremendous rate. So we went there. We installed our solution, geometrical shapes, that harness the free energy, but not this free energy. It is not electromagnetic in nature. It is compression waves, you know. Geometrical shapes interact with compression waves that are much faster than light. So they can even do their effect. If you program a quality with geometrical shapes, it can go multidirectional in time and space. So we installed the shapes there, and within a few days after the shapes were installed, the migrating birds started coming back. The children who had epilepsy, there was a lady there who had three children, 8, 10, and 12. And the three of them, they each got 5 seizures a day. So she had to deal with 15 epileptic seizures a day. This was the loudest voice, you know, shouting at the government and all that.
Sure.
She was always shouting, you're killing our children. All the moment we installed our shapes, one of the fantastic things that I noticed, there was not one epileptic seizure in the whole region. It stopped like that. instantly.
Yeah.
And so many other things, you know.
It shows that epilepsy is energetic then, in some cases.
Yes. I mean, you know, there are so many things. When we look at what we can do with dealing with energy, there are things that seem very difficult for traditional treatment and medicine that are for us very easy. And things that are very easy for medicine could be very difficult for us. For example, if you have somebody who has to go through a bone marrow transplant, you know, or after chemotherapy, low platelets or something like that. It's very simple for us, you know. We can just boost the system up, and within 48 hours, the whole system works again.
Right.
Because, or epilepsy or things like that, or autism, we can work with things very well. The more they are energetically connected, it's easier. But if you break a foot or do something like that, I can't do much there.
Well, you might make the healing quicker because, you know, they're using electromagnetic devices on fractures, and balancing the energy would increase the bone density and healing. So I think you could help fractures as well.
No, we do that a lot, but I mean, it is not the same, like the people see, the same effect like somebody who has epileptic seizures and they see straight away.
Right, it's a lot quicker.
We make a liver transplant tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, he doesn't need to. Or things like that, you know. But actually, you know, energy, you can use it in all domains. Now, the problem was how to explain our physics to the government.
Right. You have to understand sacred geometry, which is not all that easy for the average government employee.
No, well, what we do is not sacred geometry, you know. It sounds like it, but it's a completely different thing. It has to do with the physics of quality. It has to do directly with subtle energy. And then it has to do with programming geometrical shapes to produce the same energy that you have in sacred power spots, those healing spots. When you amplify, once you have the geometrical codes, now once you can amplify it 1,000 times. Now, if you amplify this quality, because it's the physics of quality, we are radiating qualities. I mean, we use qualities as a form of energy. We store quality, we amplify it, we radiate it, and so we work with qualities. And so we can work with the quality of anything that has quantitative aspect. We can find the qualitative aspect behind it and work with it. Now, the good thing about what we can do in biogeometry that has directly to do with those solutions is we use the physics of quality is based on ancient universal harmonics. You know, not like music, harmonics, resonance between musical notes, but like the ancient Egyptians, where harmonics was, let's say, cross boundaries. It's crossing boundaries to where shapes are related to notes, are related to movements, are related, you know. It's the universal harmonics that everything in nature is under one. It's like a big symphony that has everything in it. So we use this universal harmonics. We can actually, if you imagine a musical instrument with the strings and the harmonic relationship between the qualities and the octaves, you know, the note keeps repeating itself with every string that is double or half the size. You can actually imagine extending this musical instrument one side to zero and the other to infinity. So you have actually a resonant access to all the qualities in the universe on all levels. So now you can access levels in mental energy. You can access levels in emotional energy. And so I'll explain a bit what happens when you have a source in front of you, a physical source doing harm, like an electrical source, and it is affecting you. Now, you feel the problem, that means disruption on the emotional energy. And you are aware of it, that's on the mental level. So if I use shapes that harmonize the emotional level and the mental level, now, this energy will pass through your body, but if you don't resonate with it, you will not feel it or be aware of it, because we harmonize the level that has to do with those two. So we keep whatever is doing the harm. I mean, the electrical sources, the towers there, we cannot touch them, but the effect is gone. And so they call that at the end, they call that the miracle of Hamburg. A few books came about it. We were on TV, and it made a huge splash. And we did the second area after that, and then I was offered the contract to do all of Switzerland. But unfortunately, I had given up my residency there and moved to Canada, so I didn't do that. But we had tremendous success in doing it, and it made the Swiss government and the engineers of Swisscom, the mobile providers, they wrote a few articles in the newspaper saying that this physics of quality that we have in biogeometry must be very effective, because we are the only ones who could achieve those results in those areas without really moving any of the electrical sources from the area. So,
yeah, I think that that's very true. I don't know of any other technology that's able to do that.
You know, what's so important about this, that we are facing a world now that where electromagnetic radiation is increasing every day. The Earth's atmosphere is slowly approaching being a huge hard disk, you know, with information in it. We are going into electrical energy, where our cars will be electric, smart cities will be electric. And we don't know that we are killing the immune system of all life forms with this new evolution, you see. So if you sit in an electric car, imagine what will happen to you. I mean, people are not aware that electric cars will produce huge health problems to the people inside them. You might have less gases in the environment, but you have complete disturbance of your system. That's why we applied our solutions to cars. We developed a small plate like that with some geometrical shape that you stick on the dashboard of the car. Very simple. So that this becomes a car kit. It's a small car solution like that you put. So it harmonizes the electrical energy. It adds this harmonizing quality to the electrical energy of the car. And then the car becomes a healing thing, cubicle. It's not anymore harmful. It becomes healing. Even think of all the modern bioresonance devices, all those frequency devices that you use. You're actually treating people, but you're introducing electrosmog in their body. Now, we have attachments to put on all those devices that cancel the electrosmog. So all of a sudden, the effect of the healing effect of your device is 2-3 times as much, because we cancel electrosmog. And this is the domain of work. I can't tell you everything. I mean, we work actually in so many things. In Canada, we are producing now since 4 years chicken without vaccinations, antibiotics, or anything at all, just geometrical shapes. And they tell us something very funny happened a few months ago when I was there. I sat with the CEO of one of those companies, and he told me, do you know, when we went to the slaughterhouse, they were astonished, because they said the chicken that they got, you know, usually chicken, when you take the feathers out, when they grow in confined spaces, they have lots of scratches, you know, the skin is scratched. So they have to put solutions or things to harmonize that, so that the chicken comes when you see it in the shop, you know, the skin doesn't look torn in every place.
Scratched,
so
yeah.
They have
right.
chemicals that they put on the chicken. And they said, mm-hmm. your chicken, they come, we take the feathers, and they are smooth, not one scratched on any chicken. So
that's the emotional component. They don't fight, right?
Yeah, so you know what
it
they
is.
Called them? They called them happy chicken, you know.
Happy chickens, exactly.
Yeah,
wasn't it interesting that you know, that we're so connected with emotional and physical things? I mean, if energy changes can do all of that sweeping in animals to make them more normal, then obviously it would help humans.
Well, think now, if we, what I am, I have been promoting lately is the idea of utopia, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the idea of a utopian community, all the philosophers in history have spoken about it, but nobody has really reached a utopia, you know, how the world
right.
is today. So we are saying that utopia is really something that has to do with the psyche of the people. I mean, if we
right.
can sort of reinforce the values inside the community, you will automatically have utopia. You have to bring it, utopia, you have to bring it from inside the people. And when
mm-hmm.
we saw what happened in Hamburg, you know, when they kept asking the questions to the people, all medical things and all that, and in front of the TV, everybody was saying this miracle of medicine, this, and books came out and things like that. But the mayor, he came and said, look, I'm going to speak a completely different language than all that. For me, I can say one thing. And he stretched his hand to me and said, I thank you, Dr. Karim, because you brought peace to my region. Now,
right.
what happened?
Which is very important.
When they came back to the people for the second questionnaire evaluation, now the people mm-hmm. who were saying, I'm not enjoying life, you know, they all of a sudden, you know, oh, that was last week. You know, this week,
yeah.
I'm really enjoying life. And how about you and your spouse? You're going to divorce or something like that. Oh, no, that was last week, you know. This week, everything's okay. And this continued about all those psychological things.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, many people came and said, this cannot be true. You know, he cannot, this, you know, all of a sudden, people, instead of thinking that, I mean, the Swiss government presented me as a Swiss scientist because I have a doctor's degree from the Polytechnic in Switzerland and all that. So they present me as one of their people. Now, the people said, yes, but all this is impossible, you know. But hey, he's an Egyptian. And they started thinking of ancient Egypt and the pharaohs. And then in the newspaper, every newspaper came out and said the government has resorted to an ancient Egyptian master magician, you know, to transform the energy into Switzerland. And things like that, you know, because people couldn't believe that we can really change society. We can really make a future. And it is actually, imagine it is so simple, like putting something in your car, some small shape on the dashboard, and all of a sudden your health is much better.
You don't have road rage, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, one of the very important things, you know, one of the very important things is when your system is relaxed, there's less tension,
mm-hmm.
you concentrate better on the road in an easy way. You know, you don't have to concentrate very strongly. I have a friend of mine in California who's a building biologist,
mm-hmm.
one of the well-known building biologists in the U.S., and he was testing the car kit for me before we had it in production. And he told me,
mm-hmm.
I put it in the car and I drove for 8 hours. Usually, I'm very tired, I'm sleepy,
yep.
I have to go to the bathroom a lot and things like that. And he said, this was very strange. I drove my 8 hours And I arrived at the end, no stress, completely fresh.
Yeah.
So he gave me a very nice support because we had a long testing period before we produced it. So what we are saying is, if we understand the language of shape and not, you know why I tell you it is not sacred geometry? Because sacred geometry concentrates on one proportion, and that is the 1.6, that's the golden mean, which and the Fibonacci series and all that. But architecture was called, in ancient times, they called architecture frozen music. Because in music, you have the proportions of creation. You know, when you hold the string, a musical string, or a you hold the rope and keep turning the rope, it starts dividing into several proportions and then goes back to a full proportion and then back, but always the same proportions, you know, one and then one to two and then two to three and then five to eight. And then those proportions are the musical proportions. But if a rope divides itself always the same proportions, then these proportions are also the proportions of creation, because waves divide themselves that way. So music in ancient times was a way of interaction with the divine mind. So it was like a prayer when you had, for every occasion in life, whether it was birth, death, war, religious thing, you played a certain type of music to connect, to bring in the divine into the physical. So architecture or any design in ancient times had to use all the proportions of creation and not just the 5/8, which is the golden mean. You see, this is only one proportion. So that is why in a physics of quality, it's a physics of, it's like ancient harmonics. So we use
it's actually more basic than sacred geometry. It deals at a more subtle energy level.
It's actually deals directly with subtle energy because, you know, people don't know what subtle energy is. I mean,
no, they don't.
Subtle energy, if you define energy as the ability to produce an effect, that means that your life force is part of subtle energy, that your emotions are energy, that your thoughts are energy. But you know that your thoughts can travel faster than light. You know that your thoughts can go forwards and backwards in time. So if you have energy levels that are beyond the constraints of our time and space, that means they are sort of, they cannot be electromagnetic waves at all, because they are much faster than speed of light, but they are compression waves. They are multidirectional, so they have multiple directions of time space at the same time, you see. And this is subtle energy. Subtle energy is something that is multidirectional, much faster than the speed of light, and it is the whole electromagnetic universe is just floating on it, you know. But the subtle energy is what's there in the background. So when you understand that, all of a sudden you can put or program through design, through shapes, you can program qualities into subtle energy. And that is what we do in Biogeometry. I teach all type of design students, for example, how to design. Whatever you design a house or design a chair or design a bottle, I show them that it should create a sacred power space around it. And that is, in essence, what biogeometry is. Now, biosignatures, like you've seen in my latest book, biosignatures, they bring this balancing effect of in sacred power spots. They bring this balancing effect into the body organs. But how do we do that? You know, in acupuncture, you have the meridians flowing the shape, because every shape, physical matter is always built on an energy grid. So the shape of the human body has all those Chinese meridians following the shape, you know. So, but they're easy, because they're on the surface, they're easy to reach with pressure or with needles. But every cell in your body and every organ of your body has an energy grid. But you cannot go inside the body to reach it. So what we do is we draw a pattern that resonates with the pattern of energy flow inside that organ. And we put that pattern on the outside of the body. And then the body's energy flows into the pattern. And then it resonates. If the pattern is good, then it resonates with the body organ. So communication starts. And if we tweak that pattern a bit to produce this harmonizing energy of six power spots, then in this communication will also be this harmonizing energy. So this is how my signature reaches deep into all the organs of the body. It's very similar to Chinese medicine, only on a much deeper level in the body. And it's very, very effective. For now, for 25 years or 30 years, we were teaching it only inside our courses, you know, in biogeometry. But then last year, many communities, indigenous communities all over the world, they told me this is not fair, because they are the ones who need it most.
Right.
How, but they want to know how to draw it, how to use it. They want to know everything from A to Z about it. They want to know the theories behind it. They want to know everything. So we took a decision that this should be given to everybody, because the poor people deserve it more. And that's why
it's cheaper. It's cheaper than traditional medicine, that's for sure.
It's, but you know what? I don't like to call it treatment, because
I know,
you know, treatment deals with the body. I call it environmental and balance. So if you're a physician, for example, you could be working in alternative medicine or could be working in traditional medicine. Your mindset is the same, you know, disease is hyperfunction or hypofunction. And your job as a physician is to find the right doses of whatever method you use to bring back the balance. So it's a form of a dualistic process that brings balance. Now, biogeometry has a completely different mindset. It has its basis in architecture, in sacred monuments and sacred power spots. When you go to sacred power spots, if you have hyperfunction or hypofunction, you go in the sacred power spot and you are balanced. In both cases, it can raise the function or lower it. And then you can stay there forever if you want. There's no oversaturation. So environmental energy balancing is a completely different concept than what we have in any type of treatment. So
it's similar. If you had to say something, it would be like similar to a type of acupuncture, because that's what acupuncture does. It balances the energy, whether it's hyper or hypo.
Yes, so. But you have to, you know, in acupuncture, you have calming points and activation points. No, here, it's a bit different. Here, what we can do is we bring the energy quality into the meridian. And now you can bring it into any point on the meridian. The balance will go through the whole meridian. It's you know, it's an environmental connection. You know, in acupuncture, for example, I show in many of our teachings and all that, when we have Chinese doctors who really practice acupuncture well, I tell them, okay, we'll show them the difference of acupuncture and biogeometry. So we bring a person and put him in a certain direction and ask them to diagnose and to propose a treatment. And then you take the same person and turn him on the other side, let's say facing the other side on the stage like that, one's facing to the left, one's facing to the right, and we tell them to diagnose him again. They'll get a different diagnosis. And then You know, they don't know why there is a difference between here and there. Now we tell them this is where the environment comes in, because the axis of the body, the central axis of the body, has a certain angle with the axis of the earth, with the north-south. Now, when this angle changes, the energy quality of the body will change with it. So all the meridians, their energy means they're connected to the outside too. So the meridians will change their configuration depending on the direction of the body. So by geometry here, I always say that by geometry is a very good environmental complementary method to any sort of treatment. Itself is not a treatment, but it is complementary to treatments. People think because, for example, we went to a virus C testing project with the government in Egypt and we got a 90% cure. So all of a sudden people said biogeometry is a treatment. We tell them, no, it's not. We try to tell them it's sometimes energy balance, you know, brings an effect like treatment. But the difference between energy balance, environmental energy balance, when you go to a sacred power spot and the energy here affects body, soul and spirit, it's a complete thing, you know. So you might come out of the spot and you say, I went in there and I had a knee problem. And I came out of the sacred spot or of the healing waters, and I still have my knee problem, you know. But you don't know what happened to your psyche, to your heart, to your whole mental constitution, because the change or the balance could be on any one of those levels. Now, in treatment,
or on all of them,
or on all of them. In medical treatments, you are working, you know, the level you're treating, you know. It's a direct thing. And you're supposed to, when I come to you and say, I have a problem in my knee, then you should just do something to my knee. But in an environmental thing, it's totally different. At the end, you could come out and your knee is totally cured. But it's not for sure, you know. So I think that today we have to introduce biogeometry to the industry so that all our electrical devices, our cars, everything, our phones, all those become sort of a harmonizing energy aspect to our bodies and not the harmful
one.
So we can then transform, let's say, our civilization from something that will completely end life on Earth to maybe a golden age, you know, where imagine the electromagnetic radiation has a healing effect everywhere. Then nature will change, everything will change. You know, we notice, for example, that electromagnetic radiation weakens the immune system of life in general. So the plants with a weakened immune system, they don't secrete anymore their defensive, you know, smells that come out to protect them. So what happens? That they are vulnerable, so the insects attack all the plants because the plants have no shield anymore because of electricity. So we end up by putting more chemicals and more chemicals. So it's a vicious circle, you know. Electromagnetic radiation causes actually chemical pollution.
I also just want to mention and ask you a question about this. We're in Atlanta, and of course Delta and the airlines are in Atlanta, and we see a lot of pilots and flight attendants aging very quickly, getting cancer more readily, and having free radical problems because of the electromagnetics in airplanes. Have you done any work with a similar biogeometry signature for the people who fly all the time?
Yes. What we've done since many years now, I started 25 years doing work for government aircraft and royal aircrafts in the Middle East, and not commercial ones, but they were all either the government or the royal ones. And we actually installed biogeometry in all those private aircrafts. We work on ships, we work on aircrafts. Some of the rulers would never step inside an aircraft unless they were sure that I have been there before to harmonize it. So we did a lot of work there, but we have the but it hasn't gone out into commercial use yet.
It really should, because it's a safety issue. You know, it really is.
You know, biogeometry, the thing is, the relationship between, let's say, cost and effect, or the relationship between simplicity and solution, is so big that people have difficulty believing it. You know, if I put something in your car, something stick on your dash, very simple, or something on your computer, and or give you a ring to wear, and then all of a sudden you come and say, it changed my life, you know, I don't have this anymore, I don't have this anymore. All of a sudden, people have very big difficulty understanding this. Because there is no way that, I mean, any logical mind will tell you, you have a router in the room, and you're sick. In order to be better, you have to take the router out. Now, if I tell you we're going to put a shape on that router, and you'll be perfectly okay, and even if we show you medical tests, because we don't do anything without tests, and most of my research is done in postgraduate studies with my students here, because I can have a lot of postgraduate research done for free at university or at the National Research Center. So we back up everything we say, and I was lucky to be at the same time a professor at university and developing biogeometry. So in the past 45 years, I've had the luxury of being able to do so much research without really paying for it, because it goes into postgraduate studies. So people have difficulty grasping that you can really change things. You know, look at the way we look, for example, at electricity. You think that if you produce electricity through solar panels or, I mean, solar cells, wind or water, that it becomes more natural. It's not true, because the end product is electricity. You know? So if the angel comes and gives you a devil as a present, it's still a devil, you know?
Right.
You have to become an angel. So what we are saying is, we have to wake up before our smart cities, before our smart cars, before all that start killing us, because chronic diseases are going to rise at a tremendous rate, and we won't be able to do anything about them. We'll only try to manage, but there comes a level when even that will not be possible, you know?
Right. And, so you know, free radicals are a big problem with all of this EMS sensitivity. You know, Japanese studies have shown high levels of free radicals in blood. The scientific studies for cell phone brain tumors centered around high free radicals in the brain. So, you know, if you want people to understand this, you have to bring in the concept of free radicals, inability to detox because of these electromagnetic smogs. And then you might even be able to measure free radical signatures, you know, through bio, you know, lab tests in terms of the testing for the efficiency of these signatures.
You know, in our lab tests, we have microscopes, very powerful microscopes, dark field microscopes, where, for example, you can put a phone on your ear for just a minute or something, and I take a drop of saliva before you put the phone on your ear and after. And we take a tiny drop and expand it a million times, and you look into it without any drop of water, without any electromagnetic effects, will show very nice natural pictures. You would think that you're walking in a forest or something like that, harmonious pictures like that. And then all of a sudden, the second drop of saliva, when you put it in there, has disruptive, it looks very ugly, you know, just
right,
a few minutes.
Yeah. Disruptive, afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we use the same drop with the phone with a biogeometry solution. And we get the same beautiful drop as the first one. It could be a drop of blood, drop of saliva, depending what you're using. But I think, you see, the solutions are there, and the harm of electromagnetic radiation is it's something conclusive, you know. We have to understand that we can't just, you know, what is happening every time a scientist makes a research and proves that it is harmful, the industry pays for another research that proves exactly the opposite. So you always you always end up, you know, but I know that it's my life in the universe, I see all the researches, that you always end up stalemate, you know. Always end up stalemate. But what we are saying, you know, in Switzerland, when the government asked me to come and solve the problems, we had to deal with it in a way because there were so many court cases against the government. And the government told me, are you going to go there and solve the problem while pointing at the culprit? I told them, look, I'm not here to say that electromagnetic radiation is good or bad. There's enough research out there doing it. I'm going to come in and say, I have a solution. I have a harmonizing solution. I don't care who disrupted the environment. I don't care whether it is chemical pollution or it's electromagnetic pollution. Because, you know, in reality,
we have both.
You cannot take one factor. You know what happens?
You can't.
If you have any, all those electromagnetic sources, they promote compression waves. So we have a background weave of compression waves coming from all those sources. Now, this background weave enters, because it's compression waves like hypersound, they enter into a resonant interaction. So you have a harmful background echo in which everything in modern technology is taking part. It's not one thing. So even if you take that thing away, you still feel bad. And once we know that this resonance of qualities goes in the background, and this is the harm, the problem is those qualities and those compression waves travel over long distance. You know, if you have, for example, any source of electromagnetic radiation, you would think if I go, let's say, 200 meters away or 500 feet away from it, I should be safe if I build my house there. But then you find that somebody who lives 300 kilometers away or 1,000 feet away is still sick. And another one who lives 10 times the distance away is still sick. And now you say, okay, now this is illusion, because you can't be sick from a source that's 100 miles away. But if you think that electromagnetic fields create this background electrosmog, and in my book I explain that electrosmog is not electromagnetic radiation, it's a compression wave carpet that can extend to very long distances. You know, in Hamburg,
that's a good. That's a very good point. Yeah, it's a wave form, not a particle form.
Yeah, it extends, and then, and a compression wave form. That's the difference, and goes faster than light. The problem with those compression waves that go faster than light is that they resonate up the scale with life force, emotional energy, mental energy. So the disruption is actually on all those levels at the same time, you see.
Right.
And that is the big danger. I have noticed, for example, that I did on television, that's one television program that I did once, I showed that usually if you stay away from any device, that there isn't much electrical activity in your body, no body voltage and all that are low. And then we saw that when you put your hands on a computer, on the keyboard, you start getting electromagnetic radiation flowing into your body. You know, you get body voltage. Then I showed not the body voltage. I got another instrument that measures the quality. I mean, the bad quality of the body voltage on the body. And once I adjusted, calibrated on this quality, I asked somebody who was away from a computer. I told him, can you think of a lie in your life? Just anything that's not truthful. And I couldn't just think. You don't have to tell us. Just think about it. And they started thinking, and the body started emanating the same harmful quality like the electromagnetic field. And after 20 seconds, the people sitting in the same room were all emanating that quality. So here, there is a resonant effect between morals and electromagnetic radiation. Because we saw the lie produces the same thing. You know, when we were children, I'm not saying you, I'm speaking about myself because I'm an old man, you know. So I'm not speaking about anybody else's age. But when I was a child, and we used, when you said the lie, we could feel it hurt in our body, actually. You know? You could feel it. You know, you said a lie, and then it hurts. Now with all this electromagnetic radiation, they're both on the same quality. So today, when people say a lie, they enjoy it, actually, or do something untruthful. It doesn't really hurt, you know? So there is, I mean, we should understand what the age of information is doing to us, and we should be happy that at last we have something like biogeometry that can make the age information work for us instead of work against us. And
In your book, you have a whole section, I mean, of biogeometry signatures for all sorts of things. Disease states, organs, immune system. I was particularly interested in the immune system, protection, you know, just all sorts of different patterns. And so would you like to talk a little bit about how they can be applied to the body for health issues?
Okay.
You know, you have the little pendants, and you have engraving, and you have all sorts of things.
Yes, in the book, the whole idea in the book is to give you the possibility of ready-made solutions, and you can go on the internet, biogeometry.com, and you have our websites, and we have, besides our websites, if you put biogeometry, you find that we have many retailers in the U.S., and then you can buy ready-made solutions, like a pendant or a car kit or a ring. So this is a ready-made solution. Or you can have even a home kit, something you put in your home, and it protects it from electromagnetic radiation and earth radiation. But the whole idea of the book was to explain to the people that what you have on the pendant is not magic, it's a science. A simple way to how to draw the bisignature. We even have a small arrow where to start the bisignature, you know, the drawing. Because if you draw a line on a piece of paper, the subtle energy will always know the starting point of the line from the ending point of the line. They have different qualities and will always flow along the line the way you drew it. So we have a small arrow showing you where to start with the bisignature, and we have we're saying how to engrave it, how to draw it, how even to imagine it. We even have methods of dancing. You know, you can dance along the by signature, do the body motion along the by signature. So you can use it in so many ways. You can improvise. You can put it on decorative strips like that on the wall, and it will affect, you know, the by signature for depression, for example. We use that as a decorative strip in testing, animal testing and mice testing and all that. And it raised serotonin level of those depressed animals. It raised the serotonin level better than anything on the market. So imagine you can draw this on your hand or have it engraved or wear it in any way. And then you don't need antidepressants. You don't need all those things because it will raise the level of all those brain chemicals that have been reduced. Because, you know, we take so many things in life. We need coffee, we need tea, we need all that. Why? Because to replace the drugs that we have acquired externally, even electricity and all that, so we have to take something that gives us a boost up. But if you use this by signature, the brain chemistry will slowly, slowly harmonize and balance and be raised. And then it will, depression will go away. So we have things like that. We have even, we have geometric shapes, we have architecture projects for autistic children. When they go in there, all of a sudden their world starts changing, the worldview. So you go into the, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying as a plastic surgeon, you know, we deal a lot with burn injuries. And I was, I'm looking at page 138 in your book about skin and burns, and you were saying that these were slow effects, but please tell the story about your wife's burn, because that wasn't so slow.
No, you see, the burn signature is a very funny signature. It's very effective, actually, and it started, you know, I had developed my signatures when you think about 45 years ago or something like that. So when I developed my signature and saw how potent they were, I thought that people could relegate that as a form of magic. So at that time, I was consultant to the Ministry of Health for architecture projects and all that. I was consultant there for 15 years. And the minister was a very good friend of mine, and he used to follow with me all my research. And one evening told me, look, keep this by signature aspect a secret. Don't teach it. Don't tell anyone about it, because people are not ready for such a thing. You know, 45 years ago, people were not ready to accept something like that. So he told me, please keep that a secret. So I started, whenever I did any healing, let's say with my hands or something like that, I would project the bisignature, projected mentally into the person and not say anything.
Right.
And nobody knew anything about that. Then I was, my wife and children were in Florida. They were near Tampa, north of Tampa there, in a tennis academy. And I used to commute between Cairo and there. So I was preparing to go to the airport to come back to Cairo. And the taxi came and my wife was in the kitchen, and I told her bye, and she came out to kiss me. Then she, I noticed she held her finger like that, and I said, what? And she said, oh, I burnt my finger. I'll give a quick kiss, and I thought, put something on it. And then I took my pen and drew something on her hand. I drew the burn by signature that you have in the book. I drew it on her hand. Said, what are you doing here?
Right.
I said, no, just scribbling. And I put back my pen. So we kissed, she went inside, and by the time I went in the car and we're just leaving, she came out running with her finger in front of her like this, and she said, what is this? You know, she was, what is this? I said, what? And she said, my burn is gone. I said, right. Okay, thank God. He said, no, look, don't start doing such things. You know, promise me that whatever you're doing with those scribblings, you're not going to do that in public anymore. That's what I'm sorry about. And
yeah, people get burned at the stake for stuff like that.
And you know what we do? Sometimes when we watch those films, you know, about the Middle Ages and all that, she looks at me and says, you're lucky you didn't live in those times. Otherwise, you'd be at the stake with those people, you know. And so I use a lot, you know, when my children go to the beach, you know, young people, they want to tan. And they go and sit in the sun for 5-6 hours, and they come back, you know, looking like tomatoes. They're so red.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that we spend the night, you know, one has fever, the other one has that, with sunburn. So as they come in the house, I have a marker, and they come in, I draw on each one the burn signature.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know with their medallion, they shouldn't burn, or if they get ready to go away quickly. But they know very well that if they wear their medallion, they won't tan.
Right.
So they don't wear the pendant in order to tan. Mm-hmm. And they come, when they come back, I start putting the by signature. And they get angry at me, you know. You're spoiling our tan, you're doing this. I don't want trouble. But the burn signature, you'll find that it's very effective. If you use the burn signature and with it a skin signature, you get very, very, especially in the beginning of a burn, you get very, very quick healing. So one should really, in order to understand the power of signatures, one should keep trying them, you know. I mean, I use them. They are part of my vocabulary, like the way I speak, you know.
Right.
If, for example, I'm walking, I feel a bit an upset stomach or something like that. I just have to imagine the stomach by signature or with my finger draw it there, or if I have a backache or something, you know, or when I'm playing tennis on the tennis court and me or the partner playing with me when we play doubles, we have a knee problem or something like that, I project it by signature on the person mentally like that without telling them anything, and then they feel better so we can continue the game. So once you really understand the whole concept of bisignature, they become very, very valuable in your life, you know.
Yeah, it's such an amazing concept, because it actually is the subtle energy is just the basis of life force energy. And so when you have a energy system in your body and you have a blockage, say you have a blockage in the stomach meridian, or the solar plexus chakra, and then your stomach starts to hurt, and you start eventually getting H. pylori because the energy goes down so far that you get a bacterial infection, and then you're just dealing with that because now you've got a bacterial and other functional problem. And then you just take a signature and just put it over the abdomen, and then the energy balances, and then the body starts fighting the bacteria, and the mucosa starts to heal again, and the organ starts to function properly. That's how you have to understand it.
Yes, but you know, you don't have to put it over the organ. You can even draw it on your
You can
hand.
Put it anywhere, right.
Anywhere in the body. And it helps, for example, people like you who understand relationships in the meridians and energy medicine. For example, we were speaking about the knee. Whenever I put the knee by signature, I would put with it the stomach by signature, because I know if the stomach is not well harmonized, your knee will not heal if you, when we're playing sports, you know. Or if your large intestine is off a bit, your elbow will not feel okay. So if you have a tennis elbow, it will never
That's
cure.
That's fascinating, by the way, because I treat tennis elbow. So I was very interested in that.
Okay, you have to use with it the bisignature from the colon or large intestine with the tennis elbow, because the meridian of the colon passes through the tennis elbow, you know. And things like this,
right.
You know. You can use the bisignatures with your existing medical knowledge it makes them even much more effective.
Right.
I think it's incredible
for medicine. I mean, and I understand it's not a treatment, and I understand that, you know, it's very important for people to understand that you're not treating a disease. But so much of our environmental problems are energetic because of the modern world we live in, and it's getting worse, as you say. You know, electric cars, you're going to have a lot more 5G for your cell phones, a lot more intrusion into your home and office. When you travel, you're going to have much more disruption because of higher energy levels. So wearing pendants when you travel would make a lot of sense. It really would.
It helps a lot. You know, I tell people, instead of saying you have to be in harmony with the environment, when I explain the energy system and how we are an open energy system, I tell them the correct word, because you are part of the body of the earth. So I tell them the right sentence would be, I am the environment. Not I am in harmony with the environment. No, I am the environment. So if you harm the environment, it's like harming your own body. You know, look, I'll give you a very nice example. We are born on the earth, and the sun has a lot of life energy. But we do not have an organ that caps this life energy directly and takes it and puts it in our body. We don't have this organ. But the plants have this organ. Okay? They take the sun in, they transform it into chemical energy. I eat the plant, and then I take the energy from it. So I take the sun's energy, the life energy comes from sun, I take it indirectly through the plant. See, when I take it directly from the sun, too much of it, I might get problems, but I take it through the plant. So if you look at it that way, so actually, you have one organ of your body, one very important organ, outside your body. It's not inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because the plant is actually an organ in your biological system. So you are the environment. The environment is you. Now, you neglect it, you destroy it, and you're destroying yourself. You know, there's another aspect that I want to make clear. You know, we are now speaking mostly about gases, oil, and all that, and global warming. And you know that most of this is just politics. I mean, because if it was not, it's politics because some countries produce oil, you want to lower the price of oil, and all this is politics. But if you are very, if you're truthful to yourself and to the people, then you should tell them that electromagnetic radiation in the atmosphere causes more global warming than oil or household gases or things like that. Because how anything that moves, you know, a wave like that moves like this, when it moves in the air, motion equals heat. That every child knows it at school, you know, anything that moves produces heat. How do you heat water? You put it in the microwave. And then the water particles, you heat it. So why do we think that electromagnetic radiation, all those electromagnetic waves in the atmosphere, do not contribute to global warming? I mean, it's something so simple. You know, I said that once about 30 years ago in the U.S. on a television program, and I was explaining that you should look at this part. And then people found that strange, you know, at that time. A few people were discussing global warming and all that. But then a few people called in and they said, it is very strange that somebody has to come from the other end of the world and come to the U.S. and tell us about something that every child should know. It waits to produce heat. You learn that every child knows that at school.
Yeah, so, and if you have chemtrails that are acting as a cover, you know, then that effect is even more significant.
Yes, it's even worse, yeah. You know, the thing is, the industry should understand that people who are bringing up those problems, you should not be paranoid about dealing with environmental problems. Because, you know, we would be much better off, instead of the industry and even the scientific people, looking at all those alternative studies, instead of looking at them as the enemy, if they just listen and maybe try to understand, we could actually transform modern science to the benefit of humanity. Because ask yourself something very, very simple. Isn't the electromagnetic energy of the Earth, in the body of the Earth, you have electromagnetic energy. Now, that energy is actually the basis of the life force of all, of everything on Earth, because we are all on living in the Earth and the life force of the Earth. So how come from something that is very beneficent to our life, we manage to create something out of it that is very harmful? Because originally it's the basis of life. Now you use it somehow, create an age of information, and all of a sudden it's threatening to end life on Earth. The same energy that in another form is producing life on Earth. You know, it's something very strange, but you have to look at it that way. Like we said, subtle energy has emotional, mental levels, it has all those levels. So when you reach for energies that are very natural and very, very beneficent in the Earth, and you start developing them with a lot of greed and a lot of political control and a lot, all this, those negative aspects, people don't know that you're actually changing this energy into something totally different. It becomes harmful. You know, like all the experiments done with water, crystals and all that, you show how intention can affect water crystals. Like my late friend, Dr. Emoto, showed with his water crystals. And if our intentions can produce bad water crystals or good water crystals, that all life is made, has water at its basis, then actually we must...
Thoughts are real energy. Yeah, the thought energy produces an effect on the physical water.
And then you understand, if I'm producing oil or producing electricity or producing anything, the quality of my intentions and my thoughts will enter into that energy, and that energy afterwards will have a harmful effect on all life on Earth.
Right.
And what we are doing actually, what we are doing in biogeometry, we are going into those higher levels, you know, emotional, mental levels and all that, of electricity, of oil, of chemicals. We are going on those higher levels and we're harmonizing them, bringing them back to their original spiritual balance. And that is the way. So biogeometry is a practical way of showing people what true spirituality is. Because in my definition of all religions and all concepts of spirituality, spirituality can be summed up in one word, and that is excellence. You know, because whatever your thoughts are, whatever your beliefs are, it's actually the physical manifestation that will show how pure they are. And so excellence excellence means action. So you cannot produce excellence unless you have a spiritual connection that produces the balance.
Right.
So whether you're producing electricity or whether you are meditating or whether this or that, everything should have excellence at its basis, then we will have a society that has a future. Otherwise, that we have a civilization that has no future.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, we do evolve with pressure and adverse, I mean, any life form that has an adverse effect on it will either, you know, succumb to it or evolve out of it. And so what you're really talking about is our evolution, not just as a species, but, you know, a planetary evolution. We have to, you know, we have to adapt or die. I mean, the if the stress is bad enough, it can kill off a whole species or a whole area of life form. You know, say if a cosmic ray hit the Earth that was very, very damaging, everybody would die of cancer, you know, because cosmic rays in high doses cause cancer in everybody. But yet a few people might not get cancer, and then they would evolve to be resistant to those cosmic waves. So,
but you know, the take the example of Hiroshima. When when radioactivity was everywhere, and they said people should evacuate because they everybody's going to get cancer and things like that.
Right.
There was one monastery there where the monks took turns praying 24 hours a day. And they kept doing that all the time, and they never left.
Right.
And they didn't get sick. Why? Yep. Because they brought in this harmonizing energy.
Yep.
And one of the things we have, I have a paper in a peer review in the United States about how we use biogeometry to cancel the harmful effects of weak radioactivity. As you find it, for example, in lots of our building products, in lots of things in the industry, in ceramics and paints. There are so many things around us that are radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
And we did experiments showing that if we build little houses like that with radioactive materials and put mice in there, within 8 weeks, they're completely ravaged with cancer. And already after 2 weeks, they start having little tumors. And the same houses with biogeometry, and they're exactly as good as the control ones that have nothing to see. So we've even shown that using biogeometry, because, you know, it's the energy of sacred power spots. So biogeometry has two aspects at the same time. It is through the physics of quality. It's very scientific. But at the same time, it changes your spiritual worldview of the world without any doctrine. You know, it has no doctrine at all. It's science. But what it does is it seeks to, well, it actually brings spiritual balance through the back door without you having to do anything for it. You don't have to believe or do something. It's a science, you know. It's completely abstract.
Right, yeah. Now, would you give your contact information one more time? I want the people in the listening audience to be able to go and look at your website and look at these signatures and order your book. I think that this book is just fabulous. And I'm gonna definitely use this as a tool to help with the disruptive, you know, silicone and the chemicals disrupt everything. They disrupt the endocrine, the immune, the neurological, and the metabolic systems. And I'm sure that some of these signatures can help bring harmony back in to these patients.
Well, I'm working on my third book now. It's called The Physics of Quality. And this third book goes so deep, it's actually like my legacy. I mean, I'm dealing with energy in its full multidimensionality, dealing with creation, dealing with everything you can think of. And it should be ready in 2 or 3 months. But
I would love to interview you on that book, so please let us know.
The third one, that's called Biogeometry Mandalas. We did mandalas. My daughter, Dorea, did mandalas with biosignatures. So you can actually, when you color the mandalas, you're actually interacting with the biosignatures. You're bringing them into your body. This is one way of doing it. So people can go into Amazon, amazon.com, and there they can search for biogeometry, and they will find our 3 books there. And then for our products, they can go into biogeometry.com, and they will find our products there. Or maybe my daughter Dorea here will tell me, is there something else for the shop besides biogeometry.com?
Biogeometry.com has a link to the shop.
Well, she says biogeometry.com has a link to the shop, you know. She knows those things better. Yeah, I might forget those things. So this is the way, I mean, you can get our things. And I hope that the book will help as many people as possible.
And there's some testimonials in the back of this book. We haven't really gone into too much other than the burn case, but there seems to be a lot of help with serious conditions like ITP, which is a platelet deficiency. You know, things that might not have answers in traditional or alternative medicines might very well respond to the biogeometry signatures, because after all, when the causation is not really understood, a lot of times it's at a subtle energy level.
Hello?
Yes? Can you hear me?
Okay. I missed the words here. Okay. What I want to say is, with the medallions, the medallions have a large number of biosignatures. So the idea of the medallions is to enter into resonance with the organs, into soft resonance like that, and the body itself can choose the ones it needs. Because we might not, with all our knowledge, we might not be able to find all the proper connections. But in a medallion, the body will have them all. So the body can actually resonate more with this one, or it can actually get what it needs from the medallion. So you have both possibilities. Now, you can use the biosignatures yourself, and or get the medallions, get rings, get the car strip, get the home kit. We have 2 home kits. We have a home kit for smaller spaces, one for larger spaces that you can put there for protection from Earth energy grids. Because, you know, that electromagnetic radiation interacts with Earth energy and reinforces the Earth energy grids. So the grid crossings, if they're under your bed or under your study, under the place where you usually are, you will get cancer in the exact...
You absolutely will. That is so true.
Yeah, you absolutely will within, let's say, 7 to 10 years maximum, if you're in the same house.
Yep.
You will get it in that spot. And, you know, in Germany, in the 1900s, you know, when there was the cancer scare, you know, everybody's speaking about cancer, the farmers came and told them, we know everything about cancer for thousands of years. Because cancer, what you are speaking about, with tumors and all that, we farmers know where it comes from and how to avoid it. So they can look at the trees. If you look at a row of trees and you find trees in a row that have bulges like that or torsions around them, or they look not normal, then there's a harmful energy line, Earth energy line going there. So I would never put my barn there. Otherwise, the animal will get
cancer.
So it's very easy. You move away from that. So the people didn't believe them. They went to a place The first person was Freiherr von Pohl. He went and got the town of Wilbisburg, and he charted on a map all the cancer cases. He put them there. When he put all the cancer cases on the map, he found that 8% of the cancers were concentrated on 10% of the area.
Right.
In this 10% of the area, it's where you had most underwater stream crossings with grid crossings.
Yep.
So they
it's
did
very
many
common.
Other crossings.
50 to 70% of cancer patients have geopathic stress, and they need to move their beds or office chairs or wherever they spend time. It's very true.
And that's where our home kit comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The home kit is to protect you from geopathic stress in the home.
Right.
So, but everything
and electromagnetic, because they really work together to cause cancer.
Yeah, they work together.
The most common cause of recurrent cancer in my practice is electromagnetic.
Yes,
a new stress, you know, a smart meter, a Wi-Fi, you know, whatever. But a new electromagnetic stress, and then the cancer recurs.
Yes, and there's also one more thing that will increase the harmful effect of Earth energy grid lines, and it's negative emotions.
Yes.
So if you have lots of negative emotions, you will find that the grid lines will actually become stronger in your home. Just negative emotions are just like electricity. Like I said, morals.
Mm-hmm.
If you have bad morals, it will have the same effect on grid lines like electricity. So one should work on one's emotions, try to get them more into a serene level, you know.
Yeah, it's a form of energy, and everything does affect, you know, other things. It's very true.
It's all one thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up on the end of our, we've done more than an hour. Fortunately, we had that time to do. Would you like to give your contact information once again?
Well, my contact information is biogeometry.com. That's our website. And the shop is also there. And then if you go to amazon.com, you'll put biogeometry and you'll get our books over there.
Great. And I'd love to have you back on. We've only really touched the surface talking about, you know, the health issues. We haven't gone into that much at all. And I'm sure there's a lot of other really fascinating stuff in the new book that you have coming out that is very important for the world we're going into. Because the world we're going into has stresses that we don't even know yet. The 5G, you know, there's other, there's electromagnetic and even scalar energy changes of the Earth from things that are happening to the whole solar system. So these are things that you know that we need to understand, because they will cause health challenges in some people.
Well, I hope that we get future occasions to discuss those things. And I really enjoyed speaking with you, because I feel that we're somehow we have the same wavelength, you know.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your work. It's got a tremendous it's got a tremendous importance for healthcare, and I'm going to, you know, start using it. As you know, and I think you were in your book. You talk about applied kinesiology and other pendulum techniques and other techniques that you can use yourself to determine which signatures are needed, you know, at a particular time. I think that's important too. And hopefully we'll get you back on to discuss these other, you know, these other details that that are so important.
Well, it's my pleasure to build another one-hour bridge between Egypt and the U.S.
right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. We've been interviewing Dr. Kareem, whose book we're talking about today is Biogeometry Signatures, Harmonizing the Body's Subtle Energy Exchange with the Environment. Please take a look at his website, the books on Amazon.com, and play around with this yourself for your own health and the health of your family. Thank you very much for joining us with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week. We're going to be interviewing Elia Dio on Seven Cups of Consciousness. Thanks a lot.